Well, it just shows that we need attention in terms of capital funding for infrastructure projects and full staffing and concentration on ensuring that we've adequate staff, because obviously we are one of the worst hospitals, and you can see it every day, Dervla, on your own news channel there, where you're seeing we're the second, we're the third, we're the fourth most overcrowded in the whole country. So, you know, we've a huge bed capacity issue. Now, good news is that the 42 bed unit construction has commenced on that, and I did ask about what projects had commenced, and there'll also be the new CAT scan that's required there, that's going to be within that construction. So that's good, because a lot of times people are waiting in hospital because of diagnostics, because they actually need the tests done and they don't have the machinery there to do it. So, you know, I really do believe that, and also the community actually getting people discharged because there isn't adequate home care hours in the community, or they can't find beds in residential units. And Ballyshannon residential unit isn't fully at capacity yet. It hasn't been fully opened, and we've asked questions about that, and there isn't, you know, staff need to be recruited for that in order for that those to be beds to be opened. And furthermore, there needs to be further investment, because we're way behind the curve in terms of bed capacity. While I know there's a 42 bed unit being approved and now under construction, we need to get the surgical unit under construction as soon as possible. And furthermore, we need further investment in terms of the surgical unit and the orthopaedic theatre and extra beds there, in order that people can be discharged to where they need to be discharged, to either a residential unit or back at home where people want to be with adequate home care. So yeah, it does show the gravity of the situation, Dervla. You know, 740 people on trolleys in November, and we haven't hit the winter surge yet. So it really does, and I do know that management are doing everything they can in terms of improving clinical flow, and there is the 26 bed unit in St John's Hospital that helps that a little bit. But that all of those units need to be staffed appropriately, and things need to be moved ahead in terms of diagnostics as well. A lot of times people are waiting to have a report, to have their actual test done, so that they can, the next stage of treatment can be planned, or the person can be transferred to other units, etc. So these are the things that need to be invested in, and it is good that the construction has started, but I do think other projects need to be funded, because we are way behind in terms of our bed capacity and our diagnostics.